art fair critics to you as a delegation from Indonesia, as well as your communities in every corner of Rhodesia. As we do that, it is because this parliament is an activist parliament. It's a people's parliament. As long as we speak as members of parliament, we actually say what our people would want to say. So these greetings are not only for us in this house, they include our people out there. They will be knowing they watch so much of TV programs. For sure they are now having their eyes glued on their TVs because they take very much interest in what happens in their country, especially by their representatives in their parliament. For us as South Africans, we are indeed, honorable members, very honored that you actually chose to be with us. Okay, I'm told there will be interpretation process. So let me hold there so that I allow the process of interpretation.
Thank you, madam. Let me just introduce myself. My name is Frida. I will be the interpreter of the delegation. Selamat pagi kepada bapak-bapak anggota DPR yang terhormat. Madam Nafuzara Capa mengucapkan selamat datang kepada seluruh anggota delegasi Dewan Perwakilan Rakyat, terutama kepada Bapak Ketua Delegasi, Bapak Fahri Hamzah, dan menyatakan penghargaan yang sebesar-besarnya karena mereka merasa terhormat dengan kedatangan bapak-bapak sekalian ke gedung parlemen di South Africa ini. Beliau adalah ketua dari Komite Kesejahteraan Sosial dalam National Assembly dalam Parlemen Afrika Selatan. Dalam Parlemen Afrika Selatan, khususnya pada portofolio Ibu Capa ini, banyak mengurusi kesejahteraan sosial, utamanya untuk rakyat Afrika Selatan. Dan keberadaan beliau dalam komite ini adalah untuk menyampaikan aspirasi dari rakyat Afrika Selatan. Sama halnya dengan peran dari DPR di Indonesia. Demikian. You may go ahead, madam.
In South Africa encourages that we as South Africans don't only have good relations with our immediate neighbors, but with international as well. We know that our study, our freedom came in because of the support of all other countries. It is therefore very exciting and actually in line with who we are that we host you today in the South African Parliament as an extension of Parliament during the Portfolio Committee on Social Development.
Beliau juga menyampaikan bahwa kerjasama Parlemen Afrika Selatan sangat didukung tidak saja dengan negara-negara tetangga di Afrika, namun juga dari negara-negara di seluruh dunia. Berdasarkan juga konstitusi dari Afrika Selatan itu sendiri, bahwa kemerdekaan yang mereka dapatkan juga didukung dari peran dari negara-negara di Afrika.
Our procedure going forward now is that I will allow for introduction, but we will follow it in the following manner, that I will request all members of the South African Parliament, our MPs, to introduce themselves. And because we are a democratic state and we have various political parties actually participating in this parliament, when they introduce themselves, they will also introduce themselves as members of different political parties that are actually in this parliament.
Proses selanjutnya adalah proses perkenalan dari anggota delegasi Parlemen Afrika Selatan yang masing-masing akan memperkenalkan diri, begitu juga dari partai mana mereka berasal.
The secretariat will also do the same of our portfolio committee. They'll do, the secretary will do that by introducing her team as supporting technically this particular portfolio committee. But members will introduce them individually.
Selain anggota inti dari Komite Kesejahteraan Sosial dan Kesejahteraan Sosial, mereka juga didukung oleh tim pendukung, yaitu sekretariat. Mereka juga akan diperkenalkan dalam kesempatan kali ini.
After that, our guests will actually introduce themselves in a manner that is accepted in their own protocols. We are not going to be able to say do it this way, because from where you come from, you know how you actually introduce yourself and do other interaction with your guest or whoever. Thank you very much.
Thank you, madam. Selanjutnya, setelah mereka memperkenalkan diri, kami persilahkan kepada Bapak Ketua Delegasi untuk memperkenalkan seluruh delegasi yang datang di Parlemen pada pagi hari ini. Mereka tidak akan sesuai dengan protokol yang kita punya. Mereka tidak akan mempengaruhi bagaimana cara kita memperkenalkan diri.
Because we are under pressure because of time, honorable members are allowed to continue to finish what they were eating. That will not be unparliamentary to do so, because for now, we know that you will soon be required by the Department of International Cooperation in our parliament. So can I allow the honorable members of South Africa to start introducing themselves? Thank you very much. Honorable Mankas?
Thanks so much, Chairperson. I am Hope Mankas. And I'm from the Eastern Cape, Port Elizabeth. I'm the whip for the ANC within this committee. And you assume I am an ANC member. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Bev Abrams. I am from Gauteng province. I live in Johannesburg. And I'm a member of the ANC for this committee. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Mashaba Kubedi. I'm from the Free State province, which is right in the middle of South Africa. I am the member of this portfolio committee. I'm coming from the ruling party, the African National
Congress. Good morning. Okay, thank you, Chairperson. Good morning. My name is Angel Kanyile. I'm from Mpumalanga. I'm representing two constituencies that are in Mpumalanga. It's Ligwa Municipality and Kabete Municipality. I am a member of the Democratic Alliance. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Karen Yuster. I'm also a member of the opposition, the Democratic Alliance, and I'm a representative of the Northern Cape Province.
My name is Kulane Mokhotse. I'm from the ruling party, the ANC, but I'm fighting in Johannesburg, Gauteng. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Joyce Wilkimega Maluleke from the ruling party, ANC, representing Limpopo.
Good morning. My name is Bridget Masango. I come from Gauteng. I represent Gauteng. And I am the member of the official opposition, the Democratic Alliance.
Now, it will be, thank you very much, honorable members. Can I give over to the parliamentary secretary to actually introduce herself and her team? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth. Good morning, honorable members, members of the parliament. My name is Lindy Wensabo. I'm the committee secretary of this committee. With me, I have my team that I'm working with. They can just indicate by show of hands. I have Siavuya Koyana Kodula, who is the researcher of the committee. He's on the side, that side. I also have Nosuko Nyovu, who also assists the committee with logistics. She is our committee assistant. I also have the right hand of the chairperson, the executive secretary. Her name is Mrs. Tandeka. Tandiwe Mahubelele. She is an executive secretary to the chairperson. Thank you very much.
To actually assist the secretary finish her work, we also have an official who is a content advisor. Who sits in the committee so that whenever we deliberate, it actually extracts what the content was and is able to support us going forward. So she is on sick leave for today. So I think the secretary has actually forwarded her apology. Now this time I will hand over to my colleague to actually do the same in the Indonesian way. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for the introduction. We will now going forward to the introduction of our delegation. Silakan, Bapak. The head of delegation will introduce himself and his team in an English language.
Thank you very much, Madam Rosemary Nokozola Chapa. I am also sorry that, you know, pronounce your name probably is not quite exact. But let me divide our meeting into two. The first one is the introduction. I would like to introduce my colleague and also probably the system, the parliament system in Indonesia, so we can start to understand each other, because we basically working in the same institution, which is the representing our people. My name is Fahri Hamza. I'm the deputy speaker of the parliament. Like 3 months ago, we had one more deputy speaker in our parliament to accommodate 10 political parties now in the parliament. So I bring 7 of the political party, yeah, from 10. So only 3 political parties left. And I myself came from Justice and Prosperous Party, and representing eastern part of Indonesia, the island named Lombok and Sumbawa, where Sumbawa Island is where the clan Dea Malela coming from. So yesterday we went to the Krama in Simon Island, Simon's town. And we see one of the Kramat there, Ismail Dea Malela, Tuang Ismail and Tuang Jalil. He came from my island. And also some of our friends came from Sulawesi, where Sheikh Yusuf coming from. So Sheikh Yusuf Dea Malela and Tuang Guru is our ancient same as also the South African people. We basically, some of us coming from the same place. So that's what we are seeing these 2 days. I will introduce my colleagues. In my right is Mr. Wilgo Zainal. He came from what we call as the Great Indonesian Movement Party. And And he came from the same constituency as I am, you know, representing the island of Lombok and Sumbawa. If you went to Bali and you flew like 15 minutes from Bali, you will reach my island. And the second one is Mr. Tan Sri Lindro. He came from South Sulawesi, the place that I said where Sheikh Yusuf Al Makassari came from. He came from Makassar basically. So he came from the same party as I am, but he is representing the Commission of Energy and Natural Resources. Mr. Wilgo representing the Commission of Financial and Economy. The third one is Mr. Sarifuddin Suding. He is representing the what we call as the Hanura itu bahasa Inggrisnya apa? People's Party, and he also came from Sulawesi, but he is working with the commission, the Judicial Commission. And the fourth one is Mr. Akbar Faisal. Mr. Akbar Faisal and Mr. Sudik came from the same island, Sulawesi, and both of them are the ruling party. And these two opposition party. And Mr. Akbar also serving the Judicial Commission. And the fifth one is Mr. Muslim Ayub. I think you know he came from Aceh. Aceh is the western part of Indonesia in the Sumatra Island, and he represents the National Mandate Party. And the sixth one is Mr. Jazilul Fawaid. He is, I think, the one and the only came from Java Island. Yeah, he came from the eastern part of Java, and he represents the National Awakening Party and working with the Budget Committee. The last one is Mr. Zainud Tauhid Saadi. He's also one of the chairman of our National Ulama Council. So he came from the National Development Party. This is the Islamic Party, and also the ruling party now. And he served the commission, Professor Ahmad, Commission for the Agriculture and Marine. And this is the national parliament member. And we have also one local parliament member, Mr. Nurdin Rangabarani. He ancient also came from Sulawesi, and we invite him here in this delegates. Because he also a not only the local parliament member but also a historian that will write everything about the relation between South Africa and Indonesia, and especially through our guru and Tuan Guru, our hero, Sheikh Yusuf, and also Dea Malela. And we have some other staff here, our journalists also from the parliament, and from my staff also as a leader, and my left side is also from Indonesian Consul General in Cape Town, Mr. Krishna Adi Putranto. Also from Pretoria, from the embassy, Mr. Erlangga, So that's what we have. We basically presidential system. We have basically not perfect two chambers. Also, we have the regional representative and also House of Representative, and we gather them into National Assembly. And we have three leaders in this legislative body, and our president directly elected by the people. Indonesia has 34 provinces, 514 town and regency, and we have 6,000 municipality or county, and 75,000 villages from 17,000 islands in Indonesia. Yeah, from Aceh in the west and Papua in the east. Yeah. That is the range of Indonesia, and we are very happy to be in here and talking to you, Madam, and all the members. So we hope that in the future we will continue our cooperation. That's what I can introduce my friend and Parliament at last. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member, Honorable Deputy Speaker. Now we will go into the process which we have already started, because for us to engage in what you requested, which is to actually exchange views about how we as South Africans implement the social security schemes that we have, as much as also to actually exchange views on the role of the entire parliament, and as well as the extension of parliament, which is the portfolio committee. But for us to actually understand where our parliament is actually located in the system, and how do we actually have a protocol of communicating with other structures up to the village level. Can I allow for interpretation?
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair. Bapak-bapak yang terhormat, proses berikutnya adalah masuk ke dalam proses diskusi seperti yang sudah mereka pahami sebelumnya, bahwa keberadaan kita pagi ini di parlemen adalah untuk berbagi pengalaman, terutama dan khususnya pada social security yang dijalankan di Afrika Selatan ini, khususnya dari portofolio komite yang Ibu Jaba ketua ini, dan juga berbagi pengalaman terkait dengan hukum, struktur, protokol di Parlemen Afrika Selatan itu sendiri.
Oh, thank you very much. The South African government is divided as a unitary state, but it is also having spheres of government. I think you heard honorable members introducing themselves as coming from province. So South Africa has got is a unitary state with 9 provinces. But I'll briefly name them, which is the Free State, which is the Mpumalanga, Limpopo, KwaZulu-Natal, Western Cape, Northern Cape, Northwest, Eastern Cape. Which one did I not mention? Gauteng. Oh, the economic hub of this country. And there are many representatives here. My position is at stake if I do make that serious omission. So those are the 9 provinces. There is now the government structure, which is indeed the cabinet as headed by the president, and the National Assembly headed by the speaker. But we also have as parliament the National Council of Provinces, which actually has a specific focus on local government, which is composed of cities and municipalities. I allow for the interpretation.
Thank struktur Parlemen Afrika Selatan itu terdiri dari beberapa lapisan. Anggota Parlemen Afrika Selatan itu terdiri dari perwakilan-perwakilan dari 9 provinsi di Afrika Selatan yang mencakup Free State, Mpumalanga, Limpopo, KwaZulu-Natal, Western Cape, Northwest, Gauteng, Eastern Cape, Northern Cape. Presiden adalah yang mengetuai ketua kabinet, dan struktur parlemen di Afrika Selatan terdiri dari National Assembly yang setara dengan MPR dan DPR kita, itu diketuai oleh speaker. Dan pada tingkat provinsial itu ada setara dengan kita adalah DPRD yang disebut dengan National Council of Province.
The election system is guided by the election Electorate Act specifies that the president of this country will be elected by the entire parliament. Once parliament has been established post-elections, then parliament elects the president of the country. Each party is allowed to put forward their candidate. Voting process takes place. Once the president has been elected, he then appoints his deputy, which is one deputy, and therefore the cabinet ministers as well as deputy ministers. So government has been formed in that arrangement. However, provinces have got legislatures. And those who serve at a provincial legislature are always referred to as members of the legislature, MPF. Those who serve at a national level are actually serving as national MPs. So they are members of parliament. So at the last sphere of government, we find that it is divided into mega cities, cities, district municipalities, especially where there's vast rural areas, as well as local municipalities. So that's another sphere of government, which I indicated that their interest as local government, because it talks to our villages, to our traditional leaders, to our all our people on the ground. Their interest at a national level is actually located in the National Council of Provinces.
Presiden Afrika Selatan dipilih oleh anggota parlemen yang sebelumnya telah dipilih oleh rakyat. Jadi presiden adalah dipilih dari partai pemenang pemilu. Lalu presiden memilih wakil presiden dan kemudian akan dibentuklah kabinet presiden. Untuk cukup.
Thank you very much. I hope I'm not too fast. In our country, because we post-apartheid, we actually wanted to recognize every other structure. Remember that in the past, rural communities were under traditional governments, where ethnic groups under their traditional leaders were actually managing their affairs. So our constitution recognizes traditional leaders. So we've got that system with the kings and various categories of traditional leaders. And at a local government level, that's where they mostly participate. But we do have a national house of traditional leaders, as well as provincial houses. And then they participate at a local municipality level, wherever they are. Now coming to ourselves as the portfolio committee and our role. But indeed, I just wanted to ensure that you know where we are located in the entire system as your host. Okay. Can I pull up?
Selain struktur barang.
Kayaknya ini sama aja dengan sistem di tempat kita, jadi tidak ada yang terlalu spesifik gitu. I said that the system that you have, basically there is not so many distinction with what we have, basically. Yeah. Thank you.
Moving forward, what do we do? What powers do we have? How do we actually enforce our ability to oversight the ministers and the departments which are the ministries? We are the extension of parliament, and the work that is being done, portfolio committees are like the wheels of parliament. When a legislation is actually initiated at a department level in the ministry, once it has been approved by cabinet, where it is first presented, it lands in the speaker's office and it is sent to the relevant portfolio committee, so that it is actually interrogated and engaged by all the members of parliament, irrespective of their political party at that level. That's how we are as we sit here. We come from different political parties, but the ruling party, of course, will always have a chairperson. That's according to our Electoral Act. That's why I'm the member of the ruling party. And once it has been, the portfolio committee takes it out to communities for input, public debates, people coming to make their input, also as individuals or as political or as NGOs, to begin a process that says, we are not happy about this, we are happy about this, and so on. Then that's a legislative process. We participate seriously in that. And secondly, the portfolio committees are key in making the executive authorities to account. The president accounts to parliament. The president comes time and again into parliament to answer questions from individual members of parliament. That session is a parliamentary process by the speaker of the process. Also in parliament, there are motions where members of parliament raise their concerns and so on, and then the minister in charge or the deputy minister, according to that particular session, will respond to members. Members have got a right to write letters to individual ministers or president or deputy president, raising their own concerns from their constituencies. How do we actually make this oversight? We've got an arrangement for the portfolio committee where we sit together with the Smolanyana admin committee. The chair and other members decide as to how our program is going to be in line with the operation of the implementation at a ministry level. What do? We have the department or ministry coming to present their strategy. Now you arrive at a very critical time in South Africa. We are debating budget, and smaller parties have a difficulty to do so because the committees sit at the same time. which is not the normal process. We sit from Tuesday until Friday on various dates to allow all our members of parliament to participate, even if they are fewer. Because one committee will sit on Tuesday, they can go there, the other one on Wednesday, the other one on Friday. The committee is where we do the oversight of the director general with the executive coming with the minister. But our focus is not necessarily the minister. The focus is the director general and the executive in actually implementing what we voted for. When they come and present, now that we're debating budget, it's because they came and they presented their strategy. How as social development are we going to ensure child protection? How are our children going to be able to access child support grants? How are we going to assess these families that these children must be able to be legitimate to get a child support grant? They must tell us how they do that. At any stage when there's expenditure oversight, we want to check Scotland, how much budget have they spent during that quarter. Also, how many children have already been able to be registered to receive this grant, which is an obligation as per the Constitution and Children's Act. Also, to actually show us the spread of their smaller yana developmental project, small initiatives for those who are not disabled, but who are poor, to be able to input in economic activities. That is why we are now social development and not social welfare. It is because we want to reach out to the poor and the marginalized by immediately giving them a lifeline to either an amount which is a grant or food, depending on the situation where you are. But it is specified in the law who gets what and how is that being done. That's what the members then have to oversight and ensure that they pay the right grant to the right beneficiaries, and at some stage prevent corruptive tendencies. If now this grant goes to my cousin, that grant goes to elsewhere and not the right beneficiary. Also, in order to fight poverty, this portfolio committee ensures that those beneficiaries on child support grant, the requirement is that they should produce clinic cards, that they are actually attending health activities in order to have good health and to be monitored in terms of their growth and any other diseases. Two, a card that shows that they are registered in an early childhood development center so that we know that they are starting, so that they can go and go to tertiary and acquire skills and break the cycle of poverty. Then when they go to the tertiary level, they automatically, because of that card, that they have been brought up under the support of government, they get a scheme to acquire studies free at a tertiary level. So in our research and assessment, it has proven beyond doubt that because of the healthy lifestyle, they go to health facilities, They are at an education, they are protected, they do best in acquiring good marks and success at a tertiary level. But a follow-up is done to get them employed and so on. But you have also identified that it's not only the poverty-stricken, the orphans, especially due to HIV and others, also the working class, those who get lower salaries, are not able to pay for tertiary. So they have been included according to how much their parents get. We're moving towards that a noble idea of free education, but we're doing it in phases. Also, we are actually looking into universalization, ensuring that the comprehensive social security protection is going to be applied to all South Africans so that we can achieve the noble idea for which our people died. Your Tata Oliver Tambo, your Tata Mandela, all those were actually clamoring for equality. And therefore we're moving towards that, but we can assure you, good friends, Indonesians, it's not easy. We cannot do it overnight. We have to do, because at the same time, we have to address the poor and the marginalized ones and ensure that you bring them up, but you don't bring the standard of the others who are better off down now that there is equality. We must see to it that we're all going up as a country and as a society in order to have the social cohesion. We also have a very serious task to ensure that the elderly, because all of us will age at some stage, and we know the history of South Africa, that those who are now said to be senior citizens never enjoyed any equality, and therefore they are aging, being poor. So we actually have a grant that deals with those who didn't, who are not employed and did not contribute towards pension or whatever. So they have got their own arrangement of an old age grant. We also have those people who are living with disabilities, who cannot work. So there are specific policies which we will make available, working together with the department to give you such legislation and such policies, because there are policies for disability, policies for those who actually, because of poverty, are living under stress. So stress relief program. So we've got a number of these programs that addresses various pockets of poverty. But we actually want to say South Africa has got the biggest budget for the poor. Definitely sure when you arrive there, you will be knowing that it runs into billions to address the plight of the poor in various ways. Let alone that social development also is able to refer to education those who must get a bursary, and also to refer to human settlement those who must get houses because they are already our clients, to refer them to local government municipality so that they get a free basic service in the form of electricity, in the form of water. You can't have someone having a house granted by government because they have nothing, and tomorrow you say they must pay for water. How do they get there? So if there's a housing municipality under the indigent register, which they keep, they actually give them free basic services like your water, your free health services, as well as your your electricity, which is very expensive, and then you hope that out of the process of skills development, good education, good health services, their children will grow and no longer be dependent on government. We are going a long process because this goes with subsidization. Because you get this whole budget from the taxes that you get from those who work. So at some stage, even the national health insurance is going to be a benefit to social development because now the rich will actually subsidize the poor. And therefore, there will be less burden on social development. We're working on these matters where you've got the CCMA discussions of all groups of people in South Africa trying to get a better way of a real dream, noble dream of comprehensive social protection for all South Africans. But because poverty is so much, we also have another agency which was established by the first minister post-apartheid government, Honorable former Minister Dr. Zola Skweyiya, who came with the South African Social Security Agency. It has had its own ups and downs, but we as this portfolio committee want to ensure that it is sustainable. Because that's where you can have a focus, people that deals with the poor and who pay their grants and every other thing. But it will also be having these hiccups where these people want to loot that in the form of business and so on. The portfolio committee is very clear that it must be efficient. It has a mandate to pay the right beneficiaries, the right grant, and in a decent manner. So that when you get a grant, you don't feel that you are lower than any other person. But this is our role. Our role is also to debate. We have gone through debate as we sit here. We debated ours last week, and indeed, we got a strong support from the whole House. And that budget, once it has been approved, allocated to the minister, we make a follow-up. Are you aligning your programs according to your strategy? Is it according to the National Development Plan that we all approved as South Africans? Are you spending in a manner that no money will be returned? In that we work with the Auditor General, who time and again is working with the department but reports to the portfolio committee. We are a very busy committee because sometimes we have to deal with complaints from various communities, from other colleagues in their constituency offices, finding that portfolio committee, my client has not been paid in my constituency. What's happening? So we have a very good cooperation with the ministry at that level, where we raise a complaint in the afternoon, you get an answer, you can refer to that honorable member in wherever that member is to actually. We also work in terms of the gender-based violence, which actually disempowers children, disempowers women, etc. So we do have our policies that address the victims of gender violence-based violence, or the areas in police stations where social development ensures that once you get to the police, you get to softer hands, that of social development, and then you can be taken to and supported throughout the case. I think I've tried to cover, but when you ask your questions, all members will answer, because indeed, we want to learn from you. We want to come to your country. We want to exchange our views in terms of how does Parliament ensure that you treat flies as equal as lions or tigers in terms of ensuring that you account to Parliament, you spend according to your plan that we are interrogate and approve as the portfolio committee. Thank you very much. Can I end there?
Thank you very much. Can I give some response before we continue? And I will, oh, please, I want to just explain something that probably you may give the response and so you will understand more our, the objective of our visit. We are very happy to let me explain to my friend first before I go to you again. Jadi tadi itu sebenarnya dia menceritakan mekanisme kerja dari komisi yang sebenarnya hampir sama dengan kita, tetapi dia bilang mereka lebih detail sehingga mereka bisa mengejar kesesuaian program dengan perencanaan itu sampai ke dirjen, dan apa namanya, dirjen itu diajak rapat lebih banyak oleh mereka karena mereka ingin apa namanya lebih akurat begitu, karena dia bilang ini menyangkut uang yang istilahnya itu rupiah per rupiahnya harus diketahui ya, lari kemana dan pertanggung jawabannya seperti apa. Dan ini tentu isu yang berkembang pada saat pasca apartheid ya, karena mereka ini kan mayoritasnya dikuasai oleh partai yang afiliasinya kepada partai yang kira-kira concernnya itu dengan kelompok yang mayoritas di negara ini, sehingga mereka memang ingin pergi lebih detail ya untuk mengatasi semua persoalan yang ada. Tadi juga cerita soal legislasi ya, saya kira sama itu ya, cuman mereka cerita bagaimana mekanismenya pemerintah mengusulkan draft undang-undang ke DPR mereka ini. Jadi itu mungkin secara umum yang saya lihat tidak terlalu banyak perbedaannya, hanya memang mereka nampak lebih detail ya. Dan dia bilang kami ini sibuk sekali karena komplain masyarakat pun langsung disampaikan kepada mereka terkait dengan pelaksanaan program pemerintah itu. That is the summary of the interpretation or the translation that I make to my friends. So I basically want to mention some issues regarding our visit. First of all, we are thank you that you have us here. And the second one is I want to explain that we came to follow the footstep of our ancient, that in South Africa we have also so many Indonesians that is coming in the 16th and then 17th century because of the Dutch colonization in Indonesia, and all of them are the aristocrats, you know, the elites of the country that has been exiled, yeah, to South African. And we came to some place yesterday and also meeting with the families that has the direct relation with the Indonesian family, and that is the first one that we came for. And then we know from that history that the relation between Indonesia and South Africa were very, very close, and this relation renewed by the coming of Madiba, yeah, Mr. Nelson Mandela at that time, many times, and he is well known in Indonesia as a man, a global man, an international figure which very like to use our batik. And then in Indonesia, when we mention Nelson Mandela, yeah, we remember batik because he loved to dress with batik. At the era of Mr. Suharto, he was invited many times to meet and had the same occasion with the president of Indonesia. That is the first one. The second one is on the social issues. Like you just mentioned, we believe now and we aware now that you are go quite far on managing your social development issues. Because in Indonesia we also has many social related issues. Since Indonesia consists of more than thousands of language, thousands of tribes and cultures, so there is also equality issues, but we managed to open everything since in the constitution and also the law made in Indonesia, we have no law that discriminate any individual in the country. Yeah. I think this is the first time that I think South Africa and Indonesia do the same. So by having that kind of similarity in the history and the way we face the situation, we hope that in the future between South Africa and Indonesia we'll have a more deep cooperation, government to government cooperation, and then after that business to business cooperation, and followed by the people to people cooperation. Our vision here, representing the parliament, we want to state that government to government cooperation, especially between parliament cooperation, in the future must be more active. That's why we invite you to also has time. Spend some days in Indonesia. We will also bring you to see our parliament building, the historical building, just like what you have, because after this I heard that we will be having a chance to visit your library and probably museums in the parliament. So we also invite you to come and see our country. And we also hope that there will be business to business cooperations, because we have many things to work together here. Indonesia is a maritime country with thousands of islands, but you have like continent, very big country with rich of natural resources. Yesterday we went to the gemstones shop and factory, and I think everyone bought more than 2 kilos, I think. And we also believe that people-to-people contact will be very good in the future. We came here quite long. We flew over Dubai first, and then after that we came more than 24 hours plus the transit. But if we can have a direct flight from Jakarta to Cape Town or to Pretoria or Johannesburg, I think we can make it short until 14 or 16 hours, I think, with the direct flight. That's the project that we feel in the future. So again, thank you very much for your having us here. I think we didn't know many conversation, because we will make it close by visiting each other and visiting our beautiful parliament. We believe what mentioned by Madam Chapa, that the function of parliament very, very substantial to the social development that ensure democracy will benefit to the society, not only for the elite, but also for the people who every day demand better life and better life and better prosperity. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Indeed, if the honorable members of the site want to say something as well in your site, if you allow your members to ask direct questions, we will be very happy to respond. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your input. Indeed, at some stage in my life, I did go visit. Remember that there was that partnership with the Eastern Cape province with Indonesia. We visited Bali on tourism and many other areas, and the story of the batik. Each local municipality that went there, they would buy some throughout the country. So it's a country that we know of having good economic initiatives, especially home industries, where your cloth is really produced in villages, but finds a way to containers to various countries. Indeed, we think with your agriculture, we think there's a lot that those smaller tractors that we have that can do irrigation and other things. I think it will be, we know you need also a lot of cotton there and so on. So there are many areas because social development is no longer a welfare-based arrangement, but it's an arrangement that because of those whom we get as a target, who become our clients, we want to allow them to graduate and participate so that the cycle of poverty is broken. We can allow a few minutes of interaction. And also, honorable members, despite the constraint of the language, we'll be able to make their own way of interacting. We will actually adjourn 5 minutes or earlier so that people can freely, not through this arrangement, interact with the members so that indeed we strengthen this initiative going forward. Honorable members, you've got an opportunity to say something. You've got an opportunity to do that. As that's what has able to work with you.
Or we just exchange our token, and then after that we can keep in this room a few minutes to have more coffee and then talk to each other and exchange our name card or something like that, so they will be more informal, if you may. Yeah.
Let's go that route of attending the meeting formally and allow informal session so that we can
actually
to whatever we want.
Genevieve? Yes,
there
is an
item. Yes, can I hear Honorable Masango?
Apparently.
Honorable Masango, can I hear your input?
There may be buses coming.
Yes, it was informal, but we can informalize it.
What does it say?
No, Chair, I was, Honorable Youth Day wanted to know what is happening now, and I was just reiterating word for word what you said, that the formal session has been adjourned, but the informal one, where interaction, exchange of cards, and things like that were going to happen. I was literally saying that, Chair.
Unfortunately, there is going to be new occupants as we debate. We can take our informal session even in front of this. But can I have a session where at least you've got a smaller Nyana token?
Just what you say,
just to remember South Africa and to remember to allow that process. Please be quick, Secretary. Honorable,
Tokens for our
A photo session will be arranged, but we will be handing over what we have. Ha ha ha.